5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
We met Jacob on Burt's Big Adventure. And you know how sometimes you just meet a child that has like this wisdom? Like he's 11 years old, but he doesn't say like 11-year-old things a lot of times. Jacob is one of those kids. And we brought him on weeks and weeks and weeks ago to see how good he would be at kind of like playing the role of psychologist. He did so well. Here's a sample of one of the calls that we took.
I am currently dating I'm 21. He is 32. But he lives in a house with his son's mother. But they're no longer together. She's supposed to be moving out, actually, today. Should I stand here and, you know, try to make things work? Or should I go with everybody else's opinion and say, you know, yeah, he's probably got, you know, he's probably with his baby's mama and all this stuff.
Whoa, that's some crazy stuff. Okay. Well, I think that life is about what you think, not what other people think. So don't go on the influence of everybody else. Like, keep it real. Keep it like how you want it. And just basically do what you want to do, not what other people want to do. Well, if she doesn't move out, then yeah, tell her to leave.
So if she's not gone today,
give her a day. Give her a day, because, like, girls are really hard to move out.
So he summed it up in 30 seconds, man.
It is.
Not a long, complicated adult talk. Jacob went right to it, man. We were in and out in 30 seconds.
It took her longer to explain the problem than it did Jacob how to fix it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jacob, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
How you been, dude?
Yeah, it's okay.
What's going on?
Well, I'm just sitting here kind
of. Sitting here kind of what?
Watching stuff like the walls.
I'm just bored waiting for us to get to your phone
sitting
call.
Sitting there watching the walls.
Yeah, man, walls are fun.
What are they doing?
They're drying.
I hear him saying is in his rider contract, we have to have him on hold less than 60 seconds.
Yeah, what he's saying is, can we keep it moving here, people?
Right. All right, Jacob, let's get to the first call for you. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to put you on hold because everybody that wants to talk to you this morning wants to be on the voice disguiser. So I'll put you on hold. We will take their call. You will hear it while you're on hold, and then I'll bring you back on, okay?
Right.
And when you come back on, will you speak up nice and loud for us?
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Hold on 1 second.
I don't want you to wake up the walls.
Seems awfully bored with us today. Good morning. We will call this Burt Show listener, Bill. Hello, you're on the voice disguiser.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have a question for our child psychologist, Jacob.
Yes, I do. Jacob, I hear recently have had cheated on my wife, and my wife knows all about it, and she's still with me, fortunately, but I don't know why I did this. I need help.
All right, hold on 1 second.
So, well, what's a specific question for Jacob?
What?
Like, specifically, what do you need help with?
I don't know why I did it. She keeps asking me why I cheated on her, and I have no answer why.
So you're perfectly happy in the relationship.
I was perfectly happy in a relationship. There's 11 and a half years apart in our age, and I don't know if that played a factor in it, but it just happened.
Who's older?
She is.
So you're going, so you need a 10-year-old to come up with an excuse for you to give to your wife as to why you cheated on her.
He's 11 going on 12.
Sorry.
All right. Bill, hold on 1 second. All right, that one's heavy right there. Let's see what Jacob has to say about it. Jacob, did you catch that?
Yeah.
Here you got a married guy, been married for a while. His wife is like 11 years older than he is, and he was perfectly happy in his marriage and went out and ended up hooking up with another woman.
Well, was there, like, anything involved? Like, was you at, like, a bar or something?
Hold on a second. I'm gonna put both you guys on the voice disguiser. Bill, Jacob has questions for you.
No, it was not at a bar. It was a girl that was running around at work. It just kind of happened.
Well, that's what'll happen when girls just start running in the office.
You just kind of fall on top of
them. Yep.
That's a tough one right there, Jacob. This guy was totally happy.
What's happening?
Is that Jacob?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead, Jacob.
All right.
I don't think that you should have done it in the first place. That's just kind of, like, weird. Like, not like that kind of, like...
Well, that's not
weird.
Working.
But, like, the weird.
Like, crazy stuff weird. But, like, if you want to tell her that you didn't mean to and stuff, if you already have, then that's good. But, I mean... I don't know what went on exactly because, like, I wasn't there. So you just got to, like, kind of think it through and know why you did it. And if you don't know why you did it, then maybe you should just start, like, helping her out and get in a different relationship or something if she doesn't want to be with you. But if she does, then, hey, what the heck? Just go with it.
I think he's asking, he's like, hey, I was totally happy. And I, you know what? Like, some nice-looking woman came around, and I ended up hooking up with her, and I can't figure it out.
Yeah, well, if you hooked up with her, then you hooked up with her. Just go with the flow, man. Just do what you have to do.
Okay.
So that's what you tell your wife, sir.
Go with the flow. All right, hold on 1 second, okay, Jacob?
All right.
Good morning. We're going to call you Micah. What's up?
Yes. I have been dating this guy for over a year, living together for a year, and every time I try to have the where are we going future conversation, he starts making jokes, changes the subject, and he did get out of a really abusive, emotionally abusive marriage before we met. And I've got kids, he's got kids, and I just try to figure out what we're doing and where we're going.
All right, so for 1 year, well, let's get Jacob back on here. Take the voice disguiser off. Jacob, for 1 year, Micah has been living with this guy. He keeps avoiding the future talk. Like, she wants to build a future with this guy. Every time Micah brings it up, he wants nothing to do with the conversation. As an 11-year-old, what is your advice to her?
Well, if he doesn't want to go through with anything, then just don't go through it with him.
So you can't force him into anything?
Exactly. And he can't force her into anything, which he's not trying to do. So if he doesn't want to go through with it, then don't go through with it. And if you don't want to go through it with him, then don't go through it with him.
So are you kind of saying
move on.
With the flow?
Go with the flow.
Exactly.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
Don't force him into anything. And good morning to... I'm trying to get Jackie on. Fallon, hang up. Put her on hold. Hey, Jackie. Or is this Michelle?
Yes.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Go ahead. You're on with Jacob.
Okay. Me and my partner, we just seem to argue a lot over real stupid stuff, and I don't know what to do about it. It'll be over something as stupid as what kind of car just drove by us, and we'll just go at it and argue, and it will turn into a huge argument. And I just don't know what to do about it.
Go with the flow.
All right. How long you been going out, Michelle?
For about a year.
About a year. Jacob, and speak up real loud for us, too. What should she do here? Everything just seems to end up in an argument with Michelle and her partner.
Well, if you're arguing a lot, then that's just kind of being kind of like the same, and you want to kind of not have everybody saying the same thing, and you want to be different. But if that's something like that minor, like a car, like... How do you do that? I just don't get that. But if you don't like that, then don't be with someone that you don't like.
That sounds like really simple, great advice.
So, Michelle, if you're arguing over little itty bitty things like a car,
Yeah, I mean, like, one night we were driving, and we saw something in the woods, and he said it was a fox. I said it was a dog. And then it just turned into an argument, like, why are you always disagreeing with me? I don't understand you. And then old stuff, like, gets brought up, like, old other simple arguments get brought up, and it's like, I don't understand. And he gets really mad. He also has a temper problem. And I don't understand it. Like, I refuse to argue with him. I try to stay calm, and he keeps going on until it's like I react.
I think Jacob already told you.
Yeah.
If you're with somebody you don't like, then don't be with somebody you don't like.
Is that your final advice there, Jacob?
Yeah, and if you still want to stay with him, just call it a fox dog.
A now that's going with the flow right there.
All right. Car is blue when he says it's yellow. It's a blue and yellow car.
This guy's going to be married for 75 years. Jacob, hold on 1 second. Somebody else wants to be on the voice disguiser. Good morning, Jackie.
Hello, good morning. I love y'all guys.
Thank you. You need advice from our 11-year-old child psychologist.
Yes, I've been engaged for 2 years. And I have chemistry with this friend. And is that normal to have chemistry with someone and absolutely be in love with someone else?
All right. So you are engaged, but you have a stronger chemistry with the best friend. Just so we can kind of like get a couple more details, is the best friend showing any interest in you?
And there's some innocent like little flirting, like, do you mind if I kiss your fiance? You know, and then he's like, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, I think there is. But when we don't see him for a while, it's like the feeling goes away. But then when we see him, it's like my stomach drops to my, you know, my heart drops to my stomach. So I don't know if that's normal. Maybe it's cold feet. Maybe, I don't know. You know,
So when all three of you are together, you have stronger chemistry with your fiancé's best friend than you do with your fiancé.
Yeah.
I want to see what he wants to say. Hold on 1 second, okay? All right, we get Jacob back on. All right, Jacob, the scenario here is that we're going to call her Jackie, is engaged, but she has more of a chemistry, and she's actually more attracted to her fiancé's best friend than she is her fiancé.
Well, then the one with the most chemistry, just go with, because you don't want to be with somebody like 2 years down the road that's like you don't like anymore. If you have better chemistry with somebody else, then maybe longer you'll be able to live with them and stuff.
All right, so dump the fiance and go with the person that you feel more strongly about.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, hey, Jacob, what does she do when she's with this guy that, you know, she dumped the fiance for, but because they're all friends, like a year from now she's at a party and with the new guy and the fiance walks in?
Then just, if he wants to get mad, just stay away from him. And if you just like, hey, what's up, then just do that. And
then it's a fox dog.
It's a fox dog.
Yeah.
We got a bit of a fox dog on our hands. Caroline, you're going to be the last call here for Jacob, our child psychologist.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi, Jacob.
Hello.
Jacob, I'm in a relationship with this guy. We've been dating probably about 2.5 years, and we started out as friends in a little group. I didn't pay him any attention. He approached me. There is one problem with me, but not necessarily, he says, with him. I'm 11 years older than he is. And lately, we started out like having a really good relationship, and now he's kind of like pulled back. It's like he's with me, but he's not with me.
Well, maybe he's the first guy who called in. He's doing someone in the office.
So okay. What exactly is your question for Jacob?
My question is, should I just approach him and say, is there something wrong? Do you want to move on? Is the relationship over? Because I feel like he's distant.
Well, I think that if, like I said before, if he doesn't want to be in something, don't make him. And if, I think you should confront him and ask him about it, because, I mean, if he doesn't want to be with you, then obviously that makes you not want to be with him, because then he'll not like you, and then you won't like him, and there'll be a whole huge thing.
So, true. I like this little kitty. It's almost like my 7-year-old niece. I call her for advice. That's
serious. I mean, they cut right through it. I mean, yeah. He's telling you, look, if he doesn't want to be in the relationship, then why do you want to be in the relationship? Is what Jacob
said. Exactly. I mean, because I'm a very attractive woman. I'm not being facetious, but I'm at the gym 4 times a week. So it's not like I just need him because of his age and that. But we were just really good friends. And before we were lovers, we were friends.
He gave advice. I mean, that's the thing about adults will complicate. Like, I think if this show has taught me anything, is that puberty has made us stupid. It's puberty that made us stupid.
Thanks, Jacob.
All right, Caroline, see ya. Jacob, very solid advice again today, dude.
All right.
Well done.
All right, thank you for coming on with us.
Okay.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.